1, 2, 3, 4.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
But now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So say good morning!
Ah, good morning! Some people still smile.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
It's the Thursday Big Breakfast. It's 6 a.m. You're tuned in to 2RRR 88.5 FM. Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well this morning. I've got the two retards with me, LT and the G-Man. Say hello.
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 That's all you're allowed to say all day. Thank you very much. That was it. That's your input.
Hello.
Now, LT, you can
say hello. I can say more.
Yeah.
Hello.
Anyway, How are we doing? What's going on?
Yeah, it's not so good when, you know, you build up your opening and then someone starts messing with it right from the start, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to make it my mission to do so.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Some sort of unresolved issue there, I think.
Yeah. Are you saying that I sabotaged your last show?
I believe that you deliberately and openly said something on the last one, and that just totally threw me during the opening. Pretty much you opened your mouth.
So we know how to throw Maddie from now on.
You can throw me anyway.
Yeah, true.
Maddie enjoys being thrown around too.
That's what I've heard. Rumour?
Yeah, when he was a dwarf, he used to get thrown at pubs.
They're called children.
And
anyone shorter than 4 foot's a dwarf.
And Burwood
Shopping Centre.
He got thrown around over there too.
I did a gig the other day where I actually met a kid who was a dwarf. It was so cool. She was like, look at me, I'm all cute and adorable. And so I went, okay, I'll give you prizes. I'm talking to the mum later, and the mum's going, oh, she's such a little... she's so manipulative. You know, not just me, she played you so well. So even... Hey, you turned me off.
I just thought I'd wait to see how long it'd take you to figure out that you're echoing around the studio.
Yeah, well, I talk it well.
Did anyone hear any of that?
Probably not. It would have been great.
It was such a good story.
No, they would have heard it. They would have heard it. It just would have been a bit tinny.
Hello.
Tinny. Anyway, we put G on now.
Tinny.
Anyway, the theme this morning and the theme that's been the last few days is boring.
Like Maddie's story.
Yeah.
Thank you.
With the long weekend and the bad weather, I must admit, boys, I was pretty bored.
Pretty bored. It's good gaming time.
Yeah, I did.
Good internet porn time.
I got a bit of video gaming in. I got a lot of movies in.
And, yeah, movies.
A lot of TV. I was pretty lazy.
I got quite a bit of the George Martin. What's it called? Game of Thrones TV show in.
George Martin.
I just thought I didn't want any dead air, so I'd just go with that.
Yeah, no, that tastes better than dead air.
Yeah,
it
works better.
Yeah, no.
All right, cool.
2RRR radio course.
2RRR.
Kicking in.
What's the date today?
30
anyway,
May.
Today is the 16th of June. Today we are going to cover Origin 2. Obviously, big game last night. Matt went to bed after he called me, so he's going to pretend he knows what he's talking about.
He said the same thing to me last Origin.
I reckon he just calls just to tell us, you know, that he's going to bed.
I think he does.
No, I wasn't going to bed. I was cooking when I called you.
Cooking.
Is that why you got the chef pants on this morning?
Yeah, that's right. What do you reckon? Can I get a job with you?
I thought you
can work on the weekend. For
I thought you were replacing Dan because Dan's not going to be here this morning, that you'd wear the crazy pants this
pretty
time.
Pretty much.
Crazy pants, Dan.
Crazy pants, crazy hair.
Crazy pants, Dan. Also, we're going to go through our usual strange news of the day. Also, we've got Janet Greeson back from last week. Janet has gone to Sydney Film Festival and watched some films. She's gone nuts.
After 3 days, she had seen in excess of 19 movies.
19 movies is better than talking to you. That's understandable.
Yeah.
I'd probably lock myself away in a studio.
I think if I had a son like you, I'd probably watch a lot of movies and keep my headphones on a lot as well.
Thank you.
Anyway.
you can come into the studio and defend me anytime you want, lady.
She's laughing. She's loving it. It's great. About time someone, stood up to you.
She speaks quietly but carries a big stick.
And now we'll move on.
It's a walking stick, but that's
okay.
Not the point.
I'm glad you clarified. TV know-it-all game, that's for you two to play later on, because obviously I watch a lot of TV, so I thought I'd do a TV game
for
you.
Try to turn us into lazy bastards.
And it's going to be prune juice time next week, whoever loses.
Jesus, what is this?
I didn't bring it this morning.
No.
I kind of forgot to go get it.
What is this obsession with us being regular?
not regular, as in, I'd rather us be...
My punishment's going to be a bowl of bran.
Urgent.
Well, no, my doctor recently told me that I have to become more regular. So, you know, I'm up for it. Step, bring it up.
We should get your doctor in, actually.
No, you don't want to.
I'd like to know exactly
what's wrong?
How you function.
He has a rather heavy accent, you know.
Bull.
No, he's one of
the... Do it.
Hello, Matthew. No, Matthew, it isn't bowel cancer, it's hemorrhoids. Enjoy.
Is he from the Caribbean or something?
Is it too early in the morning for hemorrhoids?
Are you got a Jamaican doctor or something?
It's never too early for hemorrhoids.
Never too early for hemorrhoids. You're probably getting into that period of prostate risk.
Yeah, you're in the window.
I was told I had another 6 years before I had to be worried.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I've got to find a doctor.
Sorry,
really.
That. How many years?
Six
years.
I have to be 40.
6 years?
No, I'm not. Oh. I only do it once.
I could have swore that's what you said.
You could have sworn.
I think I've got to find a doctor I really trust before I get into my high prostate cancer.
Why don't they just teach you how to do it yourself? That's what I don't understand.
Well, you do it yourself with no training. So.
Like, I could do it. If I knew what I was feeling for, I could do it myself. I don't understand.
If it's throbbing.
Maybe we should start some sort of government initiative.
Have a go yourself. Have a poke.
Teach people in schools to learn what prostate cancer feels like.
Be a bloke.
Teach people in prisons to...
I think they already know in prison.
I reckon they're experts. Go in there for sure. They're queuing up.
Oh, Thursday big breakfast.
Yeah.
It's a hard hitting issue.
I thought it was supposed to be boring.
It is boring. You two are boring.
Yeah, true. I think testicular cancer's... Big high risk now.
Well said.
I just don't think that's.
Don't
boring.
Say testicular cancer, mate.
No, yeah, don't.
Isn't that big at this time?
Balls.
Of your life.
Well, only when rugby league players, ex rugby league players, seem to get it, that it becomes a big deal. Yeah,
maybe
because Dale Bowman just got
shorts.
Over it, and
oh yeah,
Rabs Warren just diagnosed with he got prostate. Sorry,
prostate, yeah,
yeah, yeah, but testicular, I don't know. Ever since Peter Wallace got smashed in the. You know,
in the vids,
in the bags,
in the twig and berries,
in the bag, and he broke one. In that state of origin,
there's nothing funny about that.
It's hilarious.
What? Someone broke his ball, and you think it's hilarious.
How do you break a ball?
I don't know. Let's
imagine
show you.
Like you break.
Stand up.
Let's get limits in.
No, we'll do it here. LT and I.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere near that.
I'm thinking if you want to get your balls busted, you'd want to be busted by some.
And
mates,
I'm feeling that kind of love at the moment. So.
Anyway, Thursday big breakfast. There's lots of love in the room this morning.
There is.
Is there?
Yes, I can feel it.
I can tell. Whenever it's you're thick. In the corner.
Yeah. No.
Whenever you hide in the corner over there, it seems to...
Thank you for stopping that one.
Yeah. No, I like it because I don't have to look at you. Smart. I just had breakfast.
Come on, Mr. Bean, what are we doing next?
You shouldn't look at your food.
Breed.
Anyway, we're going to do some sponsors and, we're going to do some music. So,
what, we don't have a phrase of the day today?
We don't.
Okay.
Because the reason for that
Why don't we just make one up?
Okay.
Phrase of the day is busted ball bags.
Ludo's mail bag.
Yeah, Ludo, you can do that.
God, our phrase of the day today for everyone out there to take to work.
I can't do it, though. I've had a couple too many beers last night.
You did it.
How many beers you have?
A couple.
You don't drink.
I know. I was maggot.
What's going on?
Queensland lost.
You thought you'd show up hungover like I did last week.
Yeah, try to ruin your show. No, I was...
Hang on, you were hungover last week?
Yeah, was that?
Was that last week? No, that was the week before, wasn't it?
Was that the week before when I showed up? Yeah, it was the week before.
That was the week before because you looked rather green.
Yeah.
When you showed up at 6:10.
That's right, I was a bit late.
Mm.
That's okay. That's a good thing.
Ludo smell bad.
Ludo smell bad. There's you. Are you happy now?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Okay, your rhythm's not upset?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, good. Okay.
Did you find your USB stick?
No.
Weirdo.
Idiot. Anyway, sponsors. And then some songs. Thursday, big breakfast, where we don't know what we're doing in here.
It sounded a bit funny. What was
Didn't
that?
Didn't it? That was just the end of the song.
Right.
Yeah. Crazy. That was Bohemian Like You by Dandy Warhols. Before that, it was Weather With You, Well Guessed there, LT, by Crowded House.
Neil and Tim Finn.
As part of our boring theme and as part of our long weekend that it rained the whole time, some movies were watched and the Sydney Film Festival was on over the long weekend and it's still on. It's still
until Sunday.
Yep, and we've got our resident movie expert Janet Greeson back from last week. Janet, how are you?
I'm good, and you guys?
Yeah, good.
Excellent. So I hear you went and saw a few movies last week. Yeah, I did.
Just a couple.
How many did you see?
Well, we're up to 26.
You've seen 26 movies in how many days?
Since this time last week.
Right.
I don't think I've seen 26 movies in my life.
Really?
Only because I watched The Princess Bride over and over again.
Now, that's what I do on aeroplanes.
Right, yes.
I just do the same film over and over again, and then I get a bit obsessed about it and buy it, and then, yeah,
is it only, sits on the shelf. Only aeroplane that, it's only aeroplane movies that you do that?
Yeah, because, you know, you start, because it's generally long haul, so, you know, you get stuck in one place. And but you can, you know, afterwards you look back and you look at the films and you think, Jesus, why did I do that?
I must have been bored to watch that.
Well, I've done it with The Knight's Tale, which wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But I also did it with Sweet Home Alabama.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah. And it's now on my shelf for all to see.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the ones you hide away.
That's when you turn it around the other way and put it in there.
Next to The Princess Bride. Mm.
I like Princess Bride. I do too. I love it. It's brilliant.
It's one of my favourite movies.
I think the last aeroplane movie that I can remember was a Nicolas Cage movie, and I don't remember the name of it, but he could
They're all pretty much the same.
He could see 2 minutes ahead of time.
Next.
Yeah, but it was called something else.
Next.
Matt, you're not involved with this section.
I feel
go
like
away.
I just said that. Someone shut the door.
Can someone shut Matty G's door?
That had Jessica Alba in it, didn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember. It was not a very memorable film, but I really liked it. But probably because I couldn't really see it properly because the screen was so Dodgy. Small and I kind of didn't really notice how bad
it was. Is it the same etiquette on a plane as there is in a movie cinema?
Well, I don't know. That's another thing I was going to bring up. What I noticed, I went to see a movie on the long weekend. I went and saw Steak Night, sorry, Steak Land.
Steak Night,
after,
Steak Land.
After a Steak Night the night before.
Steak at the and pub. Fork.
There was so many rappers. I could hear hip-hop people in there just rapping. And
people beatboxing and carrying on. It was ridiculous.
It was a bloody circus, it was. No, but there were people eating food. You could just hear everything. It really irritated me.
The mobile phone thing.
Yeah, I heard a few messages. Beep, beep, beep.
I have to say, I went to see a film called The Forgiveness of Blood, which was a brilliant film. It's about Albanian blood feuds, and I know that probably sounds really weird.
No, that sounds like something I definitely want to go
and watch. It wasn't a really good film, but it was at the State, and for this particular session, it was reserve seating. So I was sitting next to this young guy who had, I don't know what kind of phone it was, but it was big, bigger than the one I've got. And every now and again, he'd keep sort of glancing at it, so I'd have this little light. And in the end, I just turned around and just said very politely, "Will you put that away, please?" And he looked at me and did as he was told. and then I thought, oh, God, I'm going to suffer for this. But he tapped me on my arm just as the lights came up and he said, "I'm so sorry. That was really rude of me, wasn't it?" And I could have been really churlish and gone, yeah. Was, but
yeah,
I was.
Yeah,
I was,
idiot.
That's what I would have said. If you ever do it again,
LT would have gone. You touched me. What are you doing?
Just dropped him.
No, he was a very nice young man.
Yeah, at least
we
he apologised.
Chat. Well, that was the thing, and he said he did explain that he'd just gotten a couple of really weird messages from his father. So I thought we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Was his father Albanian?
I don't know. He didn't.
They'd just gone into a blood feud.
He's actually
thought it was
too
a game show.
To be about Albanian.
It's like Family Feud.
Albanian blood feud.
With your host, Albanian Mike.
The whole armrest thing is one that's weird for me.
Yeah, the armrest etiquette. Who owns it?
Who owns it?
Yeah. Oh, just me.
Do you own the left side or the right side?
It's a bit like the West Bank, isn't it? It's disputed territory. I mean, who gets it?
You know when you have a packed cinema and you've got the person sitting next to you that you don't really like? What I like to do is lift up the armrest. And then sort of scooch over to them, and they tend to move somewhere else after that.
I must admit,
Here's
I do that.
A little tip for you.
I do that on trams when you've got a guy who's sitting there with his legs wide open, so you've got about 2 inches of seat left. And I
have a look at the old eye candy to begin with.
Yeah, maybe he's just had his prostate checked.
Yeah. Being a bit older, I just sort of sit so that I'm actually overlapping his leg, and I generally find that guys will move pretty fast.
Mm. What's a tram?
I don't know. They used to be here in the 60s.
Yeah, I don't know where they are.
I think they're called light rail here.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Light rail.
Okay, so your favourite film so far out of the 26?
or a bit difficult.
Sorry. Okay. What's the most boyish, you know,
the most
man
boyish,
one you've watched?
Boyish man one would have to be Hobo with a Shotgun.
So that's the one with
Rutger Hauer.
Yeah,
and it's one of those that was, you know, the Grindhouse films that Tarantino and Rodriguez made, and there were a couple of these fake ads for films, and they made Machete with Danny Trejo. Mm-hmm. Well, this was the second one, and it was so funny, and they got it perfectly. Colour was a bit bright, but then that could have been the fact that I'd been shoveling sugar in my face for... Because I think that was the last one. That was the day
they
that
have
I
shovels
saw six...
in this. They have shovels in the snack bar.
Yep. Can I just grab a Coke, a popcorn, and a shovel of sugar, please?
And I'll take the whole popcorn machine, thanks.
That was the last of six films.
Right.
And I had already had a nap in the middle of the Turin Horse, which was perfect for it.
So,
2.5 hours, I'm never going to get back.
Oh, that's like LT when you watch Castaway.
I fell asleep in Castaway with
Tom
Hanks.
Fair enough. No.
I fell asleep before he went to the island and then woke up after he got back. So
yeah, so the movie didn't change for him.
I did discover, though, that the cinema down at the Opera Keys, mm-hmm. the Dendy Cinema, is seriously overheated, and it was really quite uncomfortable.
Okay.
And then I think that's part of
that's
the reason
why I went to sleep.
Why I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. Were there any Swedish dudes next to you just in towels?
Throwing rocks on and...
No.
Yeah,
no.
Benny.
Bit of a steamer.
See, that actually would have brightened my day. Seriously. The Turin Horse. I think I might have to watch it again, but it was so unremittingly depressing.
Mm.
Everybody just, everything just died.
Nice. My kind of movie.
I'm laughing, but, but no, Hobo with a Shotgun.
Yeah, was it good? So Rutger Hauer
was brilliant.
Because he was so good in The Hitcher, and that's the movie I remember him most with, is The Hitcher, where, you know, he gets his finger chopped off when he's playing pool, and that's the one I remember the most, Rutger Hauer, in that. So when I saw that in the lineup, The Hobo with the Shotgun, I was like, oh, I'd love to go see that.
Yeah.
But it was sold out before I could order a ticket.
Oh, absolutely.
Because people like you show up and hog all the movies, so none
absolutely.
Of us can watch them.
No, literally, we have to turn up on the day... if it's an afternoon show at 9 o'clock in the morning, and if it's an afternoon evening show at 12:30, and it's first come, first served, and
really?
If the tickets go, then that's it. We go see something else. But yeah, it's...
So a Jennifer Aniston movie or something like that, like that's usually the backup, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd go
Pauly
home.
Shaw, maybe.
Oh, no, I'd seriously go home, seriously.
And also, a big day yesterday was... Ferris Bueller's Day Off was the 25th year anniversary of that movie coming out.
It was also the 25th anniversary of Margaret and David.
Are they people you know?
Yeah.
Did they get married? Or
Margaret Pomerantz and David Stratton.
They're the critics,
at
right?
The movies.
Yeah, is that really?
Yeah, so I went along to see that. They had a thing on at the town hall, which was just one of the funniest things. Because they're like an old married couple.
Yeah, they are.
And they never agree, do they?
Well,
on occasion they
do. Close, but what they did was they chose five films that they had serious reservations, and it was just it was just really funny. I mean, the most famous one, of course, is Romper Stomper, because David Stratton refused to review it. And, of course, everybody said, oh, he gave it zero, which he didn't do. But he just said on moral grounds he felt he couldn't review it.
Mm.
And it had always been a big, big thing. And he ended up getting a glass of red wine thrown at him by Jeffrey Wright, the director.
Really?
Wow.
But sometime later.
What a waste of red wine.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. And it was a brand new suit, apparently.
Yeah, if you're going to make a point, make it with water.
Yeah,
surely.
Right,
get face. Water. Anyway, you're listening to the Thursday Big Breakfast. That was our movie review for this hour.
Can I just say, Ferris Bueller Day Off.
Great
rubbish.
Film.
Rubbish.
I loved it.
Breakfast Club was much better.
Breakfast Club was pretty good.
Ferris Bueller was unrealistic.
Yeah, but it was
but
the ultimate day off. That was the idea of it. It was the ultimate day off.
Breakfast Club was realistic in the detention room.
Sorry?
Well, for me, Breakfast Club was heaps of realistic.
So the nerds and the jocks, they all get along, don't they, on detention? Yeah. Like, that happens all the time.
Yeah, I used to get along with the nerds. I'm sure if Maddie and I went to school together, we'd get along. I'm the jock, he's the nerd, by the way.
No, bull, they're both nerds. What are you talking about?
I'm a geek. Nerds tend to be intelligent.
There you go, Thursday Big Breakfast, where we cross all stereotypes in here. Anyway,
the big issues.
We'll play some music now because we better. But thanks, Janet. Janet will be back on again next hour, where we're going to talk about
movie reviews.
Another of the 25 other movies that that Janet went to see.
What was the one you fell asleep in?
The Turin Horse.
Turin Horse. Just penciling that one in for in case I need to catch up on a couple of hours sleep later.
Two and a half hours.
Obi Trice, real name, no gimmicks. Two trailer park.
Thursday Big Breakfast, where the music keeps playing and you don't even realise it.
No, we realise it.
I like how you give everyone just a little sample of what's in the future.
Yeah, I do it on purpose. It's just, you know, I give you a little taste.
I'm guessing it's Chemical Heart.
Maybe. Possibly.
Possibly.
Anyway, Thursday Big Breakfast, it's 6:45. That was Eminem with Without Me.
Without Me.
Wasn't
that you too?
A job for me.
With or Without Me?
We've got a new person in the studio this morning. It's actually a woman, and Maddie's freaking out about it. I haven't seen his hands all morning.
That's why he's got the baggy pants on.
So, say hello, Cassie, to the world. No, they didn't hear you.
Hi.
Hello to the world.
So what's your story, Cassie? I only met Cassie. She was out the front waiting.
She was waiting for a cab.
Yeah, waiting for a bus or something.
And we just grabbed her and said, hey, come and be on radio.
And I was walking past and she asked for a dollar and I thought, we got to earn it. So that's why she's on the radio. Hey,
yeah. And you didn't have a dollar to give her. So.
Does he ever have a dollar?
Not for you. Anyway, so there's four of us in the room now. So be nice. To Cassie. Maddie.
I thought you were telling her to be nice to us.
No.
Yeah, but I do have a bone to pick with you.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pick his bone.
What's the bone at 6:45?
So you had a really boring weekend, I hear.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What about a nice Saturday night, drinking with friends?
Look, I don't like to tell people what I do outside of this heaven I call 2AA 88.5. But I did have a big night out on Saturday night.
A lovely time with me.
It was a lovely time until they both disappeared on me.
I can't believe you went out with a beautiful young lady who was so drunk she didn't know who she was going home with. And then you know, you didn't defend her, you didn't look after her honour, and you weren't there for when she did the inevitable.
Can I just say,
my boyfriend's
it's nice of you to put it out on air, though.
Yeah, fair enough. No, but can I say, I thought she knew him because she didn't even actually say a word to him. She just snogged him straight away, and I thought, oh, okay, she must know him.
So you got anyone listening?
How many girls have you met?
Sorry?
It's all lies.
Fair enough.
Have you got anyone
you
listening that shouldn't
be
listening?
Following her
yes?
home from
oh, good.
A distance as a dutiful stalker that you are.
Excuse me, I should have just been right in front of her the whole time in case...
Just, you know, filming it.
I don't know.
And all I can
in case
say
the snog
is
demon
I want my watch
came out.
Back.
Yeah. If you're out there listening, give a bloody watch back. Anyway.
You've got it, don't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you organise to meet up with him afterwards?
That's why I was on time this morning. All right, we're doing news for the socially inept and the disaffected, as usual every week.
That's pretty much us.
My first news item, I'm going to go first because I'm the host and I can do whatever I like.
Yeah.
Except look after one of your mates.
Yeah,
you know?
So how about actually we'll go first.
And stop music from playing.
Ladies first.
Righto. Matt, go first then.
All right, thank you.
Yay. Age before beauty. Go.
There's I can no... think of that one. All right. Man, you're no lesbian. This is for you, Stokesy.
Thanks.
A retired US military man has admitted posing as a lesbian editor for a website. Good for him.
What, so a bloke was being a lesbian
What type
editor?
Of website was
he
it?
He feared he wouldn't be taken seriously if people knew he was a straight man.
Oh. So hang on, so he was posing as a lesbian
men.
On a lesbian website.
Was it a lesbian website or was it just...
Bill Garber founded the lesbian news website in 2008 under his wife's name. So his wife's a lesbian?
I don't understand this. Why would he start a lesbian site?
I know. Well, you know, under his wife's name, Paula Brooks, he feared he wouldn't be taken seriously if he was people knew he was a straight man. Garbo, who had created it to combat real-life mistreatment of gay female friends for him, you know?
It kind of makes sense. That's all
right. I mean,
it makes sense. I mean, I'm always calling myself a lesbian.
How's that working out for you?
No, not very well. But I've got a free watch out of it.
Score!
All right, so...
Who's next?
That covers a few grounds, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, anyway. Cassie, what do you got?
Well, I've got Looking for Love. Give it a try on Wednesday night.
Ooh.
Dating sites. Study fine.
It's a pity don't do it on Saturdays.
It's a pity we've got radio at 6 a.m. the day after, boys.
Yeah.
Man, we should have got Maddie to read that headline. Dating site study finds.
Yeah, the wife would have loved it.
You know, there are much.
I know she's listening. I know she's out there.
A couple of weeks ago, we read an article from a Ralph magazine that said super studs share their sex slaring secrets with the less successful brothers.
I know. Did you hear that? I didn't hear that.
No. We need to get a copy of that. The boys in that article were seriously super. Oh man, they love the ladies, isn't that right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd consider any of them studs really.
Hmm.
But they'll use fake names.
They didn't mention Wednesday night in that article, though, did they?
They didn't. Anyway, we're stepping on Cassie. Yeah. Let her read the news.
Okay, excuse me. So Wednesday really is hump day. So your chances of hooking up with Mr. or Mrs. Right now are better today than any other day of the week. So everyone needs to go and find their love on Wednesday night.
On a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I think it's because they have a lot more trivia nights on Wednesday nights than any other night. And trivia is the best place to pick up women.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
As only one of us is single, we're going to have to put this to a test and send Stokesy out into the world on Thursday morning. Look, just bring her in.
I tried to do that 2 weeks ago, and you guys, you know, yelled at me because I was hungover the day after.
You weren't hungover; you were still drunk.
And look, when you've got a head like mine, you've got to keep them drinking. So I've got to keep up. So. You know, it's not fair.
We don't advocate the use of alcohol to pick up women on this station.
Right. So anyway,
we do advocate women using alcohol to pick up him.
Yes.
Most definitely. That's right at the top of the list. Okay, so we've covered lesbian radio by blokes. We've got Wednesday night, hump night, LT.
You want me to go next?
Yeah.
Rambo on a rampage is a headline.
So it's a real life Rambo.
Well, you're just taking the line.
Oh, did I?
A real life Rambo, see? real life Rambo.
Don't you go Rambo on me now, all right?
Don't get to the job.
With a shotgun on him.
A real life Rambo has escaped a dense forest in Montana. 60 US agents were combing 80 square kilometers after a police shootout with ex-militia leader David Burgett.
So they had like big cones and they were combing it through the woods. Is that?
Yep.
You're not allowed to talk anymore.
I think what happened, there was 80 of them and they were all shooting at him, but everyone missed him, like in Rambo.
Oh, right.
Can you turn that article around and read the one on the back?
Big Apple gets Polish.
That'll do.
I think it's actually Polish, but I thought Polish was funnier. New York has lost its status as America's dirtiest city.
Oh, now it's Sydney.
In the space of a year to New Orleans. Well, probably because the government hasn't cleaned up after the bloody hurricane there. Anyway.
Is there a hurricane in New York?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Pay attention.
Oh. Sorry, I wasn't allowed to talk, so I stopped listening.
Of course. Typical.
My news item is about the Titanic 2. Most people would think twice before buying a boat named Titanic 2, but sure enough, when Mr. Wilkinson, doesn't actually say his first name, bought it, it promptly sank.
Man, that's some good A-grade news reading there.
Yeah. It's all a bit embarrassing, and I got pretty fed up with people asking me if I'd hit an iceberg. One eyewitness said it wasn't a very big boat. I think an ice cube probably could have sunk it. So anyway, yeah, Titanic 2, bottom of the ocean as well.
Oh, I can't wait for that movie.
Yeah.
Is it going to star Ice Cube?
Imagine that. He comes along with a hammer and smashes the side of it.
I like it.
Who would play Kate Winslet? Matty G. We should set that up.
Yeah.
We'll get Matty G.
Is he going to do a nude scene?
Get me, you know.
No, we'll just get his hand on the studio window. We'll get it.
With Ice Cube behind me. You know, no, that's not a visual I want.
I don't want to hear about you wanting Ice Cube behind you. I know he's got problems.
I'm not going to sleep now. Thanks, Manny.
As if you sleep anyway.
Yeah, true. I'm going to have that visual image in my head while I'm awake till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Anyway, that was the news of the day.
There it was.
Matty G, better than a Barocca.
I don't get the reference.
Tumbleweeds.
Keeping you up.
Tumbleweeds and crickets.
Keeping me up.
Keeping you
up. Physically keeping me up?
I don't know.
You don't want to keep him up.
Or, anyway.
Did we do a Viagra story? I don't know if we did.
Yeah, it's too early in the morning for Viagra jokes.
Last one. Stressed Americans are spending big to take out their rage on pianos, computers, and plates.
That's awesome.
The members-only destruction company offers its rich clients the chance to smash anything they desire with any weapon they choose.
That's awesome.
Members can pick from a list of objects to smash, including furniture, TVs, guitars, motorcycles, laptops, and pottery. See, when we do it here, we just break in a cash converters and do it.
So you can live the rock star lifestyle.
You can. They can also request a particular item they want to destroy, including high-end cars, which they pay for. They're given a choice of weapon, including baseball bats, golf clubs, battle axes, sledgehammers,
battle axes. How good would it be to...
What's a lump hammer?
It's like a normal hammer, but it's got a lump
on it.
Swords, chainsaws, dildos.
What? Could you imagine trying to break down a Ferrari with a...
Now, I added...
12-inch black number earlier.
I added one weapon to that list.
Was it the battle axe?
No, the lump hammer. It's based in a secret location in New Jersey. The club has just opened and its membership is already swelling. Mostly with young heirs and heiresses and wealthy bankers. Well. A message to our members is clear. It is okay to destroy things. This is not about violence, but the art of destruction. There you go.
What do you suppose their OH&S issue might be?
Flying dildos hitting people in the head.
People falling down the stairs.
Yeah.
Falling over when their mop's just been mopping. Maybe.
Their mop's just been mopping.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Community radio.
I've got this visual of Fantasia with the mop
that's
comes
exactly
in
what
myself.
I was thinking. This mop's been mopping.
Community radio.
Sorry.
2RRR 88.5 FM. Good morning. It's 7:06 for all you people out there that show up to our show after 7 o'clock. Welcome. What the hell is that noise that you're making?
What? Nothing. Hey.
Okay, we've just walked into a haunted castle or something.
There's ghosts in here, man.
Anyway, I'm
bored.
I'm so glad that I'm with professionals this morning.
I'm bored.
Good morning. We're going to talk about movies today. We're going to talk about Manny's mum. We're going to talk about...
you make it sound like Stifler's mum.
What do you mean Maddie's mum's going to talk about movies?
Yeah, Maddie's mum's going to talk about movies, Janet Greeson. We're also going to have a game this morning as well, the know-it-all game. It's going to be based around TV shows, simply because of the long weekend and all the rain.
A game called the know-it-all game?
Know-it-all game, so I named it after you, Matt.
Okay.
Yeah, the know-it-all game.
Yep. Hang on, no, you won last
Sounds
week.
A bit condescending to me. How would you like if I called you...
Buddy.
Buddy.
Hey, how you going, buddy? Buddy pal? Actually, while the music was on, we actually had a new word that it's been added to our vocabulary.
I was going to say that, but I didn't know if we could actually say that.
I think you can.
Okay.
Blob boobs.
Maybe boobs is better.
What? You can't say tits?
No.
Well, too late now if we can't.
I'm sure that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure some little old lady just keeled over and ride somewhere.
There's an accident on Victoria Road.
We should get a traffic report in from out there somewhere.
From Jason.
Yeah. Was it Doll Tits? That was the new one, wasn't it?
Doll Tits.
Yeah. That's the new... Boys, when you're out there...
That's a condescending remark to be made to ladies.
So, boys, when you're out on Wednesday night on a date and you're thinking you're going to get some because it is hump day and they don't give it up, you can just call them Doll Tits. Yeah.
Well, moving on.
Anyway.
For anyone that was listening, they're no longer listening anymore.
There's nothing like filling people in on half a story we were talking about off air.
Good times. So what else is happening this morning?
Origin last night was good.
It's gone. It's happened. Let's move on.
Now you had an opinion about Origin, didn't you?
Yep.
And what was that?
So far, you're losing. I'm winning.
Okay, buddy. Well done.
Yep.
Good to see the mathematics is working in your head.
Yep.
That was a little condescending, I think, Chris.
Was it?
Call him buddy.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Champ.
Tit.
Sorry, champ.
Champ.
Anyway, yeah, we're also going to talk about the big news of the day. The big massive news out of Hollywood is that Hugh Hefner has been jilted. We're going to talk about that a bit later on. And I'll get the married guy's viewpoints on that. And, you know, maybe we can give some advice to old Hugh.
Maybe we can put a call out to people who want to sign up for the new possibility of being Mr. Hefner. What about you, Cassie? You want to be Mr. Hefner?
Mr. Hefner.
Do you want to be Mrs. Hefner?
Oh, no. Sorry, couldn't do it.
Seriously, you could just kind of roll back those wrinkles and, you know, you become smooth again.
Maybe, say, 15 years ago. Not now. No way. Ugh. Yuck. Sorry. No.
How old were you 15 years ago?
Maybe
that's actually really
I still don't understand how he got married.
Maybe in 15 years' time it'd be better. Because he's almost gone then, isn't he? He couldn't be living much longer, could he?
Anyway, no, we need to talk about this later.
Sorry.
Okay. Stop hijacking the show, weirdos. What is that noise?
I don't know. It must have been oiled because someone's not making it the same as it was before.
Anyway, welcome to the show. If you can hear us over the racket that LT's mic's making.
I'm just trying to get it in a good position so everyone can hear me.
7:10. And that's all it is. Okay, yeah. Welcome back to Triple R, 88.5 FM.
Big hair.
We'd do anything.
Fluffy.
7:15.
Why are your ankles waxed?
I think he's talking LT.
Because I taped them.
He has monstrously hairy legs right down to the ankles, and then they're as smooth as a baby's bottom.
I want
to
know why you're checking out LT's legs
this
morning.
How can you not? Look at that ankle. It's gorgeous.
I tape my ankles.
He tapes them.
Okay.
And then he plays them back.
He watches them over and over. Puts it on loop.
I put adhesive substances on there so that I don't roll them when I'm playing sport.
So just spread that some of that hot wax further up your leg. Take off the rest of it.
Why would I want to shave my legs?
Because your ankle is so smooth.
If I had great definition in them, I'd probably think about doing it.
Anyway, great conversation, boys. Matt's only just trying to delay the inevitable because he knows that there's a game coming up now. So
I don't think I've done well at any of these games.
You've won two of them.
Most of them.
Yeah, but I don't do well. I'm just against inferior opposition.
Bloody Queenslanders.
Hey, how about we get our special movie person in?
Actually, it's about TV shows.
You're good at TV, aren't you?
No, Matt, you're staying right where you are. Hey, whoever loses this has a prune juice and skull next week. So, and I'm going to remember to bring it in this time. anyway, it's a Not All Games TV themes.
I'm going to bring a 2 litre in for you next time.
As you guys guess what the... I'm just going to ignore that. once you know, it's just buzz in. Buzz like that.
Buzz.
Hang on, LT, do you want to come up with a noise that you want to use as your buzzer?
Buzz.
Okay, Matt, yours?
Buzz.
No, it's got to be different. It's got to be different, you idiot.
It is, it's lispy.
No, I want you to say Sasquatch. That's going to be your buzz.
Sasquatch.
Sweet. All right, so we got Sasquatch and Buzz.
Buzz.
Will you
shouldn't the guy who looks like a Sasquatch be doing the Sasquatch?
Test your buzzers, please.
What about Buzz and Woody? Buzz.
Yeah, I'll be Woody.
No, Sasquatch.
Woody.
Buzz.
Woody.
Buzz.
Woody.
Buzz.
Woody.
Idiots. Okay.
Buzz.
Woody.
Doll.
Anyway, TV themes.
Don't hit me.
Buddy.
Don't Holly. Buzz in until you know.
Sorry.
Idiots.
Idiot.
Sorry, that's my one. All right, here we go. First one. It's an easy one, this one.
X-Files.
Buzz.
Buzz.
You idiots.
X-Files.
I don't know who went first on that one.
Woody.
Cass?
Me.
I'll give you $5.
Cass is the ref. Cass is the ref.
I'll give you $5. $5.
Who was first?
I
promise not to hug you.
I said Buzz first.
I said Buzz as well.
Right, so LT, 1 point.
Buzz.
Woody.
Right. Idiots. Right, here we go. Second one. Ready? Buzz in when you know what it is. Here we go.
Buzz. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, jeez. How fast was that? Fire. Man, LT... has watched a lot of television, man.
I've just watched I've just watched a lot of.
I'm going to take a wild step in the dark on the third one. Let's go.
Matt just totally cheated. Anyway, I used to love this show.
I did too.
It was mad.
Carlton was awesome. How I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
Do we have to
Nobody know whose garden was? The brother.
All right, here we go. Next one. Matt's not allowed to know this one because Matt's read the bloody screen.
I can see the screen clearly, man. Woody. Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a faithful trip. About
Gilligan's Isle. Who was first? Me? Gilligan's Isle.
Well done,
yeah, but
LT.
I knew what it was. I did say Woody.
All right, next one.
Woody.
Wow, no idea.
Can I just look at the screen?
You don't know this one. Seriously.
No.
You know that one.
Do you want to keep playing it? Is there any more to it?
Yeah, there's heaps more to it.
I'll play it then.
Do I have to listen to it again? I don't know. It doesn't sound like a show I'd like to watch.
You know that one? Are you serious? You guys are retards. Anyway, okay, we move on. That was Heroes.
I should have known that.
Yeah, you should have known that.
I probably don't know it because I don't have season one that I lent to somebody.
Haven't you got that back yet?
No.
I think Jimmy has it.
Jimmy.
He's got a watch there too. All right, next one. So no one got that one. So I'll give Maddie that one.
Thank you.
Even though he's a douche. All right, here we go. Next one.
Woody. Hawaii 5-0?
Mm-mm. Maddie's mum knows this one.
Send me it on my phone. Tell me what it is. Woody.
Sounds like an 80.
Woody.
What was that?
World's Greatest Hero?
I was really enjoying that, and you just interrupted me. Thank you.
No, yeah. It wasn't that.
Was that a guess? LT, guess?
I'll guess the A-Team.
Nope.
What is it?
I know it.
Sounds like an awesome 80s.
Sounds like Karate Kid almost. You know, the opening sequence to the Karate Kid. I know it wasn't that!
Okay, they're having a moment. having a mother and son moment just there.
I don't know what it is.
It was MacGyver.
MacGyver.
So no one gets a point for that, even though it was one of the legendary shows of all time. But anyway. Next one. Ready? Matt should get this one.
Woody. I know it. I just can't remember it.
Idiot.
Oh! Woody! Woody! Ren and Stimpy!
Have you got a Woody?
Yes.
Yes, it is. It's Ren and Stimpy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Buzz.
Well done, well done. Okay, next one. Sorry, I've got to put a point down for Maddie. I really don't want to, but I'll do it. All right, next one. Ready?
Woody. No. Hey,
you can't take a Woody
saved
back.
Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell.
You can't yell Woody and not be
saved
a real Woody.
Woody, no Woody.
Yes, it was Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, but that was because it played for another 20 seconds after he said Woody. I feel dizzy.
No, it's a bell.
Sorry, mate, I can't hear you. What?
Nothing, go.
Hey, have you got a problem with this game?
I do. First of all, he got a random point for one he didn't get right. Saved by the Bell.
All right, next one. Ready?
What if you could find brand new worlds right here on Earth, where anything is possible?
Woody.
Buzz.
Same planet, different dimension.
Yeah. Sliders.
Oh, how close was that?
Sliders.
I think the Woody got in first, yeah. Didn't he?
Damn, Woody always gets in first.
Righto.
Yeah. Buzz. Yeah, gruesome.
Yeah, I don't want to get that visual at all. All right, next one. Just got to get the computer right. Here we go.
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes. Millions of people.
Living
as fools.
Woody, maybe
it's not
actually
too late.
not a bad guess.
What was the guess?
Fraser.
No.
To learn how to love and forget how to hate.
Married with Children?
No.
No, that's the Love and Marriage one.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, it was the Osbournes.
Ah.
Well, I thought I'd put a show in from the 2000s, you know, a modern show.
Mm.
You know, I thought I'd change it up stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Last one. It's a tie break. Oh, no, actually, Matt's ahead.
Mm.
With the point LT. That you randomly gave me.
I didn't think it would come down to this. I just really want to see you, regular Pete.
Yeah, it's definitely what I need.
Oh, I know this one.
Family.
Matt really wants to get his Woody out.
He just can't get it out.
Oh, it's,
are you trying to spit out a Woody there, are you, mate?
It's the one with those two ugly little twin girls.
I don't think it was Full House. Was it Growing Pains? Full House, Family Matters. Was it Valky Balcocamus?
I know it, but I can't get it.
Come on, put us out of the misery. What is it?
Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap. Quantum Leap. Are
what
you
was
for
it?
Real?
What was
Twin
it?
Peaks.
It was Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, of course. My wife is at home yelling at me as we speak.
So Maddie wins.
Yay!
With a random point that I handed to him.
That seemed real fair.
He just got out his Woody faster than you got your buzz out.
That was a New South Wales comeback right there. Yay, woo. That was our State of Origin match.
Woo.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay. Ooh,
bored now.
Anyway, I hope everyone liked that. Anyway, the reason why we did the TV themes is we're going to be down at Supernova this Saturday, which is a pop culture convention down in Homebush in the showgrounds down there. We're going to interview, is it James Masters?
James Masters from Buffy, Smallville, pretty much any half-decent television show ever. He's been on it.
It's a big call.
Yeah, but now we're going to also interview Barbara Eden, who was the genie in that really old 60s show.
Pretty much
I
any TV show that was
so
good.
James, I like that. We're going to be interviewing that really old TV show, Genie.
Yeah.
Barbara,
well, I mean,
she still looks good for her age.
Our target audience probably doesn't really know what I Dream a Genie was.
Well, they didn't know half of the TV shows you just put through, but that didn't stop you.
Yeah, Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap. How good was that show?
I wish you'd take one right now. Maybe slide to another
dimension.
Yeah,
no, he can't go until, you know, you do a decent show.
Okay, you're going to be here for a while.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Thanks for that. Anyway, so we're going to be down at Supernova Saturday. Get down there, check it out. It's going to be good.
Any questions you want to ask any of your celebrities? There are other people there. There's also Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter we're hoping to get an interview with. You know,
he's the evil guy in.
You have never seen Harry Potter.
Never.
Have you read Harry Potter?
Never.
Who are you?
I'm.
What?
I'm a
what
proper
rock
human being.
Have you been living?
I've got
you
taste.
Seen Harry Potter?
I've got.
I fell asleep in the first one.
Okay.
Tom Felton, not Draco Malfoy. That's
there you
just
go.
His character.
Okay. Deal. Yeah. I try not to use the word Felton on air, dear.
Can I just say that's exactly why we have a movie expert on this show to keep you in line, Maddie, because we have no idea what you're saying half the time, and we need someone to keep you under control.
Yes.
She's like your handler.
Expelliarmus.
The Woody handler.
Either way, Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter. We're hoping to get an interview with him. But feel free to log on to our Facebook. Any questions you want to ask him? You know, put it up. We'll do it.
And if you want to complain about the farce that was just a competition that was just on, feel free to jump on the Facebook page and do that.
Yeah, it was pretty shoddy, I know. So, is he drinking prune juice next week?
Yes, he is.
That's it.
And now that he's just said that, he's going to get a 2-litre prune juice.
Dodgy.
He's going to be regular for 2 weeks.
Good luck.
Tony Barber would be...
RRR 88.5 FM LT. Still not happy about the
still
scoring system.
Blowing up. Going to start chucking stuff around soon. I'm going to have to ring up the demolition company and see if I can beat up some high-end cars. Silence.
That's because we kind of think you might be serious.
well, I'm going to go find a Subaru out in the car park.
I've just
had
this visual of him doing Hulk smash.
Hulk
smash.
Ludo smell bad.
That was our quote of the day, wasn't
quote
it?
Of the day, yep. Ludo smell bad.
Why was that our quote of the day? Because I'm reading the paperwork because this is such a very nicely done order for the show. And it says Buffy one here.
Yeah, what I didn't happened? Get around to doing a Buffy soundbite. I couldn't bring myself to bringing Buffy the Vampire Slayer up on my computer.
What's wrong with Buffy? You're not a Buffy fan?
It was okay.
I think it was good for like prepubescent girls to watch.
Pretty much when we were that age. That's all.
And, we weren't girls, though.
No, you were.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Maybe every now and then.
No, you were, yeah.
I was watching
quite Wednesday
late.
Night Hump Night.
Why do I get the impression that somewhere in your life there was a... You remember that visual from Silence of the Lambs when he's standing in front of the mirror? Tucked in.
I don't want to visualise Chris doing that at all.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure there's more than a couple of occasions where that's happened.
I can photobomb that if you like.
Give me that photoshop dish back.
If you get on photobomb, there's heaps of people doing that in the background of normal pictures, just doing the tuck under.
Are they actually...
It's called the tunder.
Like nude while they're tunder?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're smashing things like cars.
Because I know the whole where you jump into somebody else's photo.
Yeah.
Is that photo bombing?
That's photo bombing.
Right.
Like what we did at the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
To those Japanese tourists.
Yeah, but they did it to us. We didn't do it to them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was
150
Thank
meter,
you for expanding on that. Go on.
150 meter long wall.
Yep.
Looking out over the Grand Canyon. And yep. Stokes and I were sitting next to each other on this wall. Mm-hmm. And no one else was on
having
the wall.
A romantic interlude.
Well, yeah, arm in arm. Hand in each other's pocket.
Who was taking
I only just met him too, like at the Grand Canyon.
We were the only two people on the wall, and these Japanese people came up and told us to move because they wanted to take a photo.
They told you to move?
There was 150 metres of space that they could have taken the photo.
And you told them to go...
Now, we moved.
We moved, and then when
you're weak. It's because of you we nearly lost the war.
Excuse me, no, hello, we're on the edge of a cliff. I didn't really want to upset them. There was like 10 of them, and there was two of us.
What, you couldn't have taken them?
When they
they're little
the photo,
people.
The four-year-old daughter scared me the most. She was just staring at me like you are right now.
Stokesy called cattle.
Oh, what with a dumbfounded expression on her face.
she was wondering where the story was going as well.
Waiting.
Yeah. So. Anyway, news of the day. We're a bit behind schedule, you idiots. News of the day.
Do you want us to talk faster?
The big news of today.
You have 20 seconds to tell us.
Big news of today. Dr. Phil's son cut Hugh Hefner's grass.
And I'm not talking about
mowing the lawn.
You know, I don't think Hefner's going to have an issue replacing it. You know what I mean? He can certainly get some more grass put
in. But maybe this was the one. Maybe this was the true love.
How many? Six?
Well, I mean, Hugh's not going to be really worrying about where the next one's going to come from, really.
I think he's worried about where the next kidney's coming from.
Okay. What about his next prostate exam? How do you reckon that'll go?
Nothing like a bit of dialysis talk at 7:35 in the morning. No, I feel sorry for poor Hugh. He's probably very lonely in that house.
Yeah, I bet he is. I bet he just
with all those rooms
wanders
and all
around
those women.
There, lonely as, not really doing much.
So, I mean, I hope he can pull himself together. So he's probably going through some tough times at the moment.
Mm.
But I'm there for you, Hugh, if you need me to come around.
Do you think you should go on the Dr. Phil show and
talk to Dr. Phil about it?
Dr. Phil, Hugh Hefner, Jerry Springer.
What, together in one room, naked with some lube?
Are you listening to three people you're allowed to leave?
Where are you going with this, Matty?
Hugh Hefner.
You know your mum's in the next room, you know
Hugh,
that.
Hugh Hefner and the son on the Jerry Springer show.
Right.
Punch on. Bring it on.
Oh, that'd be mad.
Yeah, and they both get to bring one of their women. I was about to use the phrase that generally is referred to as female dog.
They bring their doll tits.
Yeah, bring their doll tits onto the show with them, and you know, so they're holding Hefner back. And
listen, buddy, I don't know where you're going with this. I just wanted to throw Buddy in there. That's all.
Do you reckon Hugh Hefner's got shaved ankles as well?
I reckon he does. He's probably taping them up for all of the Kama Sutra stuff he gets into.
I think he needs to tape it up just to walk. I mean, he's not very spry.
Boys, do we
have
any advice?
Why are you doing that?
Would you have any?
Why are you doing that?
Do you have any advice?
Do you have any advice for old Hugh? I mean, how's he going to get over his heartbreak?
I think that he probably just needs a bit of time alone.
Why
to
do
reflect.
You cover your breasts when you say that?
Because whenever I think of Hugh, I have to touch myself.
Maybe not at 7:36.
No, seriously, advice, boys. You're both married. You know, I think you're happily married.
I think he needs a bit of time, probably on
his
own.
I'm married to a younger woman. Yeah, you know, I'm expecting the day when she just, you know, she dumps me to the side for something younger. And
all right, and call in. Now's the chance. Let him know that you found someone new.
I think he should learn to love himself before he can love somebody else.
Deep.
Hey.
Wow, LT.
Dr. Phil told me that. I was watching Dr. Phil the other day. That's what he said.
Do you reckon that Dr. Phil's son pulls all the Dr. Phil lines to pick up the birds?
That's probably how he talked her out of marrying Hugh Hefner.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. Because he's not that old. He's probably, what, 21 or something? 22? And yeah.
Good to see you've done research.
Could you imagine growing up with him, though? With Dr. Phil as your dad? That'd be horrible.
Would it?
Well, you'd come
he'd always be
school.
Analysing
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Now, why did you fail in that exam?
Well, I think he's going to be pretty Piss much off. Analysing from this point onwards.
What's with all the Playboy magazines?
I found this stack under your bed.
Somehow we've disgusted Maddie. I don't know how. That's impressive.
I'm just perplexed is a better word.
Perplexed?
I'm perplexed.
Interesting.
Perplexed. How are you going with that iPod? You
I keep getting him? Phone calls.
A kid's vibrating.
Can you stop ringing him? His phone is also music. The music.
His
so
music is the...
It keeps resetting his music.
Unless, of course, you're ringing up to complain about the farce of the
And that's 9816-2938. Feel free to call in. Unless, of course, you found a watch. And then
We are looking for a watch.
We are looking. What kind of watch was it? It was an expensive one.
A Rolex? Guess watch. Rolex?
Yep.
Not two guests. It was a guess. Right.
It was a fossil watch? No, we are guessing.
It's a guess.
Who's up first?
It's a guess selection watch.
Okay, I'm guessing it's a guess watch.
Yes.
Guess.
I'm going to go fossil. What do you reckon?
I reckon...
I thought she was younger than you.
Buzz.
Woody. She's going to come and beat you senseless.
No, I'm just going with what you said.
She's like 6 foot. She'll kill you, man.
Anyway, this leads straight into the song that we want to play.
Quantum I'll Leap. Kill you.
That was a bit of hangover in that song, isn't it?
Yeah, it keeps going and going and going. Thursday Big Breakfast, where
Until
we cut music
cut
off because I had enough of that. We're back with Janet. Janet's back on. Talk more about more about movies. So 26 movies, real tour de force of the Sydney Film Festival. What was probably the movie that you wouldn't recommend people waste 2 hours seeing?
As I mentioned earlier, there was the Turin Horse, which I have to say. I did fall asleep, but I don't think I actually missed anything. But I think possibly the one film that I saw that I really didn't like was the Australian film Sleeping Beauty, which had plot lines that didn't go anywhere, that had, you know... There was one... character who was supposed to be having this weird psycho sexual relationship with the main character Emily Browning, but all he seemed to do was eat cornflakes with vodka and ring her up and say, "I'm ready now."
I didn't know that someone had made an autobiography in my life.
That's Stokesy.
No way.
It just didn't go anywhere, and it was disappointing because I was actually really looking forward to it, but yeah, it did. Maybe it was just me, I don't know, but I wasn't
target.
Really taken.
LT, have you tried vodka on cornflakes before?
No, man, I don't have a drinking problem.
I do.
Oh, right.
I have a problem that I don't drink enough of it.
Hey, that could be one of his new breakfast menus.
Yeah, Matt's just running in with his comments, and then he runs back out again.
Good.
Yeah, lovely that. Okay, so that's the movie not to see. Obviously, the Rutger Hauer Hobo with a Shotgun is up there with the favourites that you've seen.
Absolutely.
So you're still seeing movies now? Is there still...
No, it goes till Sunday. There is a film that I haven't had a chance to see, and it's going to be on Saturday, and it's called Dalen Tucker versus Evil. And I haven't seen it, but everywhere I go, I keep hearing people talking about it. And it's an American sort of horror, but it's basically a kind of reversal of films like The Hills Have Eyes. You know, the two hillbillies that are, you know, but they're actually the nice guys as opposed to the college kids who are camping on their land, that sort of stuff. And I've heard nothing but good things about it. So I don't know whether there are still tickets available, but, you know, check on the website.
So it's Dalen Tucker versus Evil.
Versus Evil, okay. Yeah. But from what I've heard, everybody's been talking about it, so...
Nice. Oh, well, I actually got a bit of culture and saw a movie at the Sydney Film Festival. I went and saw Stakeland, which is an American movie, vampire movie. It was kind of a mix between like a zombie movie, like a 28 Days, but also The Road. I don't know if you guys know the movie The Road and the book. Yeah. It's a bit of a mixture of that, you know. It's kind of these vagabonds that are trying to survive, and they travel through the day trying to get to this, you know, this place where they can be safe. It's really gory and it's scary, and it you can tell it's not Hollywood, like the way it's put together. It's excellent. So if you get a chance, go see Stakeland as well. It's, if you love horror and you love vampire movies and love all that stuff, you'd love it. It's great.
Are they proper evil vampires?
Yeah, they're vicious.
They like Eclipse. Oh my god, I love him.
No,
I sparkle in the sun, vampire.
What?
No,
you know, the stupid new moon eclipse or whatever it is.
Where they sparkle.
I haven't seen any of those.
Garbage. Anyway,
I refused.
Hang on, I'm just waiting for Maddie to run in here and go, what, you've never seen that?
You've never seen Twilight?
Oh my god.
Oh, they've been threatening to show me those films, and
they just, the whole premise of it is that vampires can be good. And why would anyone not want to be a vampire if you could live forever and there was no downside? They could walk around in the sun.
Yeah, but it was
there has to be a downside to it.
It was they were written by a Mormon. I mean,
oh really?
Really? Yeah, I didn't know that.
The woman who wrote the books is a Mormon, which, right. I mean, to me, straight off was, oh, my God, I'm not reading them. Because what is she pushing?
What's she selling?
Abstinence.
And sucking blood.
And bigamy.
Yeah. So, anyway, no, these let's get off that before they bomb the place.
I think saying that they're going to bomb vicious, the place is worse.
Vicious vampires they were. They were very angry. They were kind of like more like vampirism was a disease, like a plague. And yeah,
that's the way I picture it. I think it has to be like that.
A bit like I Am Legend, but not Hollywood. Very non-Hollywood. Yeah, it was just, you know what I mean? It was shot really well. And
sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. Highly recommended. Okay, so you've still got some movies to go.
Yeah.
And then when what happens? You know, you going back to Melbourne once?
I go back to Melbourne and go back to being...
I think you should stay up here and live with Matt.
I think you should.
I think Matt and his wife would love to have you in their house for ages.
Yep.
I think you should move in. They should look after you.
You should become a regular spot on the show.
Well, funnily
enough. You could probably replace Maddie on the show.
Yeah, I reckon.
Well, actually, funnily enough...
Send Maddie down to Melbourne.
Seeing as we've now got this problem with this cloud coming over from Chile, chances are I may not get to go back to Melbourne. And Maddie's actually screaming. Can you hear that, folks? That's Matthew.
Yeah, he's trying to break through.
Yeah, that will be the end of our radio career because the glass just got broken.
Yeah, and he's yelling out Woody the whole time.
Woody.
The game's over, mate. Game's finished. Your mum won.
Yes. Actually, talking about the TV stuff, there was another film that I saw that I would recommend, and I hope it's a documentary. I hope they bring it out, and it's called Exporting Raymond. And I've never watched Everybody Loves Raymond. Have you guys watched it?
I've watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, back in the day.
Well, what actually happened was, as when it ended, they got an offer from Russia to do the show there. And the guy who created it, Phil Rosenthal, went over and for, you know, the purposes of getting it all changed over to a sort of Russian story and that. And I have to say, it is one of the funniest things I have ever seen.
Really?
Well, as I say, I've never ever watched the show, never been interested in watching it. But it was actually Matt who had suggested it, and I had a look at the trailer, and it was that got me onto it, and truly, it is one of the funniest, funniest things you've ever seen.
All right, make sure you go out and see it, guys. That sounds good. Yeah, if you're feeling depressed because you've been listening to this show, you can go on there and listen to that.
Watch something funny.
Well, Janet, it's been awesome having you on the last couple of weeks. And
thank you.
Hopefully the ash cloud moves and you can get back to Melbourne and back to some sanity.
Yes.
Back to some good weather.
But, of course, Matt would prefer you to stay. So if you do decide to stay, please do.
I'm in two minds.
Two minds. That's the theme for today.
If you're an adult who has difficulties with reading, writing or spelling, the Reading Writing Hotline has some very good news. It can actually be easier to take the plunge and improve your reading and writing skills than to keep putting it off. Phone the Reading Writing Hotline and find out how. Their number is 1300 655 06. That's the Reading Writing Hotline, and they're there to help.
1300 655 06.
Go on, take the plunge.
Hello everyone, this is the City of Ryde Mayor, Councillor Artnet Mechtin. The City of Ryde runs immunisation clinics for all children from newborn to 5 years of age, twice a month on the 2nd and 4th Tuesday. The clinics are held at Argyle Hall, corner of Argyle Avenue and Blaxland Road, Ryde. There are two sessions, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. In June, the clinics will be held on Tuesday 14 and 28. For more information, visit our website www.ryde.nsw.gov.au or phone 9952 822.
That was the Rolling Stones with "Give Me Shelter." Boys, it's and lady.
Is that a knock against my lisp? Are you asking effectively for splash guards? Is that what you're saying?
No, Give Me Shelter is a movie sort of reference. It's a movie song, cool. Which is why I did it.
I thought it was all about me, really.
Mr. Paranoia.
Yes.
It's not all about you, Maddie.
Yeah, it's not all about you and your Woody.
It's mainly about me.
Boys. And lady.
And this lovely lady's watch.
Buzz.
What kind of watch was it?
Yeah, what watch was it?
It was a guest watch.
Victoria something.
Yeah. You guys are so funny. He was Guess. The brand, Guess.
Anyway, it's nearly 8 o'clock. Unfortunately, we have no Dan this morning. So, got people that like his show. You're going to have to wait till next week.
We've got no substance after this.
Yeah.
We've had no substance pretty much through the whole show, haven't
we? Yeah. It's pretty much been random 101 over here. Oh, there's a postman showing up at the door. Anyway, yeah, it's 2 to 8.
Is he ringing to us?
2RRR 88.5 FM. Thursday Big Breakfast. Boys, what are we doing this weekend?
Well, we have Supernova.
Yep, that's right. So we're going to be at Supernova. I just set that up beautifully. You know, yeah, how seamless was that? We're going to be at Supernova 2011. James Masters is going to be there, the guy from Buffy, Spike.
Tom Felton.
And
some person.
And some person that...
can't make out from here.
Who? Torchwood, the guy from Torchwood.
One of the
be
guys
there.
From Torchwood, the television show that's a spin-off of Doctor Who. Let's be honest, no one watches it. It's not bad, but still no one watches it.
So get down to Supernova if you're not doing anything Saturday afternoon, especially if it's still raining. It'd be great to get down there, see all the Trek heads all dressed up, and it's going to be fun. Matt's going to go down there in a tutu and a little fairy wand.
I've got a person making me a Doctor Who jacket. It's not going to be ready in time, unfortunately. But you know,
you're getting a Doctor Who jacket made.
I'm getting a Doctor Who jacket made. It costs me $1,300.
Wow.
That sounds like money well spent.
Yeah, it was. What an investment that is.
Lame.
How much have you spent on your maximum clothing item? How much have you spent?
Your maximum clothing item.
Besides your watch.
Yeah. God, I don't know. Maybe, so let's say $900 on a dress. There you go.
Enough. Well, I mean, this
so actually, not as bad as you.
This has been tailor-made.
How many times did you wear the dress for $900?
It was a bridesmaid dress.
So, always a bridesmaid, never a bride?
Yep, and I'm going to keep it that way.
I'm sure you'll be really happy when you're 65. You'll probably... Do you like cats?
No, but I love dogs.
Okay, so you'll be crazy dog lady.
Yep.
So, there it is.
I can't believe you said she's going to be crazy dog lady. Sure he is.